Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
We'll be right back. darkest side of the human spirit would devour man's minds. Seemingly overnight, the great cities would fall into ruin, and a deep despair would gather on the soul of the population. And this would signify the coming of change, the completion of a cycle, and life would never again be as it once was.
Subject so big and so important. The capabilities of most weapons are pretty well understood, but when it comes to atomic explosions, the guessing game starts. All right, let's take a few minutes right now and get acquainted with an A-bomb.
A submarine bomb exploded in a harbor might affect a city. The affected area would be a poor picnic site. Some of the falsehoods circulated about radiation effects are trivial, but upsetting. They're beamed right at one's self-esteem. Enough exposure to radiation will cause loss of hair. The treatment, if you'd insist, would be symptomatic. a toupee. But the condition would only be temporary. Your hair would come back, same color, same cowling. Which puts the finger squarely upon one of the major fallacies in the public attitude toward atomic weapons. It's the fallacy of devoting 85% of one's worrying capacity to an agent that constitutes only about 15% of an atomic bomb's destroying potential.
And that's on sound. Doesn't fit.
I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that deforms you.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Yeah. The major record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, Happy Birthday is copyrighted. So if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? And stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better. To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
Song for one of the godfathers of punk, all that rock star bullshit that he would debunk. He labeled himself a musical commie when in fact he was acting like everyone's mommy. Gave all them kids a place to go, an unheard band, somewhere to show. Now he's dead for over 5 years, or all the tributes from all your careers. No effects for years made their way, laughing at what the political punks had to say, taking the piss out of everyone's anger and passion, being a shill for the warp sneaker tour fashion. Epitaph, you make us cry then laugh as you kick back, raking the cash. You're the chief magnet of the music money machine. Yeah, you could say you fucked up the scene, raking in for millions. All that dough, what does the scene have to show? Shrewd businessman, you made your big score for the bands charging $30 at the door. Well, you fat cats can slap yourselves on the back. You greed and piggishness, documented facts. You all think you're so special and swell. Real punks ever hope you burn in hell. So this is a song for Timmy O, you a true blue. You see where it was going, you already knew. Bad religion hanging out with Britney Spears, Pink and Rancid helping each other's careers. Sold yourself out for a little better distribution. It's an old line, and it's a shitty fucking solution. Now you're part of the music conglomeration. You go and sell your punk attitudes to the whole nation. So I'm sorry if it all doesn't mean a shit to me. This music was supposed to set us free, not to buy up houses up in Hollywood Hills. All you talented people, you give me the chills.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
And you're still tuned to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. I don't have much time, so here goes today's playlist. We heard from Storm the Tower with We Are the Ice Age. One Word Solution did Chronic Back Pain Often. Second Class Citizen did Consequence and Action. Apocalypse Wow did the Feel Good intro / She's the Dirty Bomb, all that nuke stuff in there. The Neon Maniacs did Building Bombs on the Beach, and all those releases coincidentally were released 2004-05, all independent releases. We next heard from the Lazy Cowgirls with World Up for Grabs. The Butthole Surfers did 1 Million Dead live track. You can download that track and a whole bunch of other Butthole Surfers double live album, among other things, at buttholesurfers.com for free. We also heard the brand new MDC with Timmy Yo. And we heard a special public service announcement for downhillbattle.org. They're supporting indie labels and copyright activism, so check out their website, downhillbattle.org. That brings us up to this track playing behind us, and that's J Church with The Satanists Convene. From Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM and freakradio.org, my name is Skidmark Bob. Thanks for listening to another edition of Pop Defense Radio.